So let's start by calling out first to those ancestral helping spirits, those who are ready, willing, and able to join us here and to function as true guides. And as we call out to these people who lived well and died well in your line and in mine, we call out to these people that go all the way back to the first man and the first woman that connect us to the one big human family that we are. And I call out to these people who met their challenges in their time and who learned and grew and struggled and prevailed. These people who can help us meet the challenges in our own time. As I call out to these ancestors to be here today with us, gather around and whisper in our ear, help us learn from those who've gone before us, learn from the mistakes that humanity has already made so many times, so that we can go forward in a new way to rise to the challenges of our time in a way that creates a world that those who are coming will be happy to inherit. And joining us in this challenge, which is considerable these days, I reach through the human ancestors to those others living here on this planet that are even older. Older than the people who were here long before there ever was a person. I call out to these ancestors that are all the manifestations of nature to be here with us, to live here with us. And it's great, and the great diversity that we are as one big life. And I call out to all these energies to be here with us. Here, be here to help us remember that we are nature, to tune into these energies that are so profound and so strong and so good, and help us humans to be better humans, and to bring this energy forward in a way that is a gift and a blessing to the whole web of life. And so I ask these helping spirits to assist us. And as these helping spirits begin to gather around us here today, let's ask ourselves from where our awareness might be to come into our head. And with our next breath, to move ourselves into our heart. And with the next breath, from our hearts to our bellies. And from our belly, let's reach down, take a moment to touch the earth. To give gratitude for today, for everything that today holds for you, even the challenges and all your blessings. We give gratitude for the beauty, we give gratitude for the diversity, for the opportunity, the possibilities that lie here around us. And we give gratitude in this moment for the simple awe of life itself, and to understand that each one of us carry it. We carry life. We are life givers. And let's be respectful and honorable to this gift that we've all been given. And as we reach down through the layers of the earth, let's ground ourselves in the very center of the earth. Let our gratitude flow out in layer after layer after layer into the earth. Let it flow out and connect in, and let the earth feel our things as we reach down into the very center of the earth to these energies that are the energies before that which is almost before potential. That which nourishes and sustains, refreshes and renews, that which allows us to go deeply within at night and sleep and let our soul and our being be renewed by that time in the darkness and stillness in peace. So as we reach down into the center of the earth, let's draw this energy back up, drawing it up into our lives, bringing this energy that refreshes, restores, and rejuvenates, calling it into our bodies, all the way up into our belly and into our hearts and into our minds. And with this energy from the earth, let's use it to understand how to stay grounded in our bodies, in the place that we are, in this moment in time, wherever that might be. And from that place of groundedness, let us come to understand where we stand in this life, and to stand up for that. Let's know we are willing. We are willing to fight. We are willing to make those things that move us in our hearts real in the world. Let's come together to create a sense of home and heart and belonging that is not only aligned with those things that have value and meaning in our life, but is also open to those people and things that are different than we are. We ask those energies to come in to challenge us, to help us see things differently, to open our minds, to provoke creativity and new ideas. We would never have thought that way if we'd not been exposed to someone so different. So what are we afraid of? We ask these energies to come into our home and into our life and help us become the men and the women that we've truly come here to be. And as we do this, we come into right relationship with all the many aspects of ourselves to make a better relationship with our environment, with all the energies around us and with the spirit world. And as we move into right relationship, we grow even more mature in our ability to relate to things outside of ourselves and inside of ourselves. We connect to that great web of life. And as we understand this, this deeper knowing of what is really going on here, we know that we have a place in that web, and we take that place. We fill up that place in a good way. And so with the energy of the earth moving through us, let's reach our awareness up into the sky, from the sky to the atmosphere, and through the atmosphere and out into the cosmos. As we reach up and up and up to these radiant energies that are above, whether you conceive of it as stars, the moon, the sun, and the heavenly bodies, or whether you conceive it as God, whether you use names or concepts, whatever you'd use, however it is that you reach to these energies above, reach up and draw these energies down into yourself, into your day, into these moments. And as we call in the energy of blessing in our lives, where we be blessed, may we be protected. May we feel the commitment and devotion to a life well lived. May we be inspired and may the way be illumined when we are lost. Let's call in the energies from above to bring in the wisdom of the cosmos and the benevolence of the universe. We draw this energy in, we draw it down into our heads, from our heads into our hearts, and from our hearts into our belly. We send it down into the center of the earth, and in this way we connect. We become this place of union between these great legendary lovers, the earth and the sky, the yin and the yang energies, these two great beings, and it's in their love, in their big love, this cosmic love that we can barely comprehend ourselves. This is the experience where form is brought into manifestation, and this manifestation that we are all sharing in. So with gratitude to these beings, to these great energies, we ask that the spirit come back and awaken the spirit in our hearts, and may we become that crucible of transformation that lives here, right in your heart, the heart of the human. Call in the fiery passions of your belly and the crystal clarity of your mind. May your inner self be aligned. May you be connected to your heart. And may those energies inside of you challenge each other. May you become a dynamic dance of tension that gives birth to the thing that you're here to do. Why are you here? What is that memory that lives in your heart that is yearning to come forth? And find the courage inside your heart to do something this day, whether it's large or small, to make those gifts, your unique gifts, manifest into the world. And the spirit of the system, we've come here to share. Let us give us a little inkling of what our gifts may be. And so let's act in ways that are helpful. Let's give gratitude for all the help that we have. And let's move forward into this day in the best possible way.